Anything else you need from us, SR? Sounds positive to me.
No, I think feedback is good with the multifamily and how we address that. The sidewalks, the trail area, the NRP and the phasing. Think about the garden areas and just continue to provide further refinements. So if there's no big red flags, we'll schedule that public meeting separate from really this process and try and move this forward as quickly as we can.
Thank you, SR.
Tomorrow.
Appreciate it. Okay. Without objection, go to G4 on page 235, a resolution accepting a CSM for a multifamily at Zilber on 27th Street.
So moved. Second. With the emphasis on technical corrections by the city attorney.
Yep.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G5 is a resolution accepting a retention pond easement at the same property.
Same motion.
Second.
With the emphasis again on corrections from the city attorney.
All those in favor, signify by
aye.
Saying
aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G6 is an amendment through ordinances for the 2018 annual budget to provide additional appropriations for a storm sewer project in Rosson Homes. This is a resolution approving the expenditure. Alderman Wilhelm.
Question for Paul. Why wasn't this money encumbered for this project?
The 2017 appropriation was expired at the end of December of 2017 because no commitment was made on the part of the city for construction related to this project.
Typically, if we know the project's there and we've got a commitment with MSD and we've got the funding, we encumber the money to...
The initial budget development for the capital improvement fund was done in July and August of last year, even before this project was approved.
What are you leaning back for, Paul?
Yeah. Wow. Nice. Nice job, Sandy.
I like a little comic relief. That's good. And quite frankly, I missed it. When we were putting the budget together before the public hearing in November, I should have noted that this budget amendment was done, that this project was contemplated and brought it in as a portion of the 2018 capital improvement plan, and I missed it. I should have caught it. So,
don't each department have some of that, carry some of that responsibility to...
I'll let others that might have been involved to speak to that, but the finance director, I knew that this project was approved by the Common Council in early October, and I should have modified the mayor's recommended budget. I didn't do that. That's on me. And so I'm bringing it forward now so that the appropriation is available to Common Council when it considers the storm sewer project in that area.
I guess I have a clarification on, since we've called these things so many different, from Rosson Homes, which doesn't include portions of Rosson Homes, and storm sewer and relay and replacement, additional appropriations for storm sewer projects, to me, I'm not sure that's clear enough based on all the complications and wording that we have. Shouldn't this more appropriately be called the MMSD storm sewer project? So we all know that this is the MMSD project?
I would have absolutely no objection to that if that's
okay,
what the council believes.
Then I will make the motion with the amendment to the ordinance to say for approval of appropriations for the MMSD storm sewer project in Rosson Homes in the title of the ordinance.
Let the record reflect that Alderman Mayer has left his seat at 8:08.
And that also includes adopting the 2018 annual budgets for the Capital Improvement Fund for the City of Franklin for the fiscal year 2018 to provide for additional appropriations for the, again, MMSD storm sewer project in Rosson Homes.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, I got a question.
Just
can we change the title of the ordinance, like after the fact, if it's I mean, this is what's noted in the, you know, I mean, can we do that? I'm trying to think of my time with the county that we're kind of stuck with what's there unless you go back.
This is a clarification.
Well, I'm just asking the question.
Mr. City Attorney.
Yes.
All right. Good enough for me.
Any other discussion?
No, because I want to keep moving on this stuff here.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
This requires a roll call.
That's correct. Sorry. Thank you.
Because of a budget amendment?
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman
Hiller.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Motion carries, 5 ayes, no noes, 1 absent, no abstentions. I move on to item G7, an update on the drainage and water main relay project.
Wait, are we going to just refer this?
Yes, since how the letter didn't go out to notify the residents.
Is there a motion to table this to the June, the first meeting in June?
Don't move.
Well,
unless you want to make the motion, then a letter should be sent out that like was supposed to be sent out with the date.
Yeah, actually, be as part of the motion as well.
We'll make the motion. I'll second it because this is ridiculous. I mean, okay. You don't.
Let me see.
You missed it, Glenn. You have to listen to the. You have to listen to the minutes online.
Okay, so
you get caught up.
Is there a motion to table and direct staff to send a letter notifying affected residents of the meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion on motion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries.
Question on the bid portion of this and the invoice portion of this, which has not been discussed.
Alderman Wilhelm.
As I had noted at the citizen comment period, the invoicing is not broken out to let any residents know about the 35th Street new water main. And I'd like to point out on page 307 with this colored map, somehow we were able to get a map in here that actually labeled 35th Street as 35th Street. Every map that has come before the Water Commission, everything, there's never been a label on any of the streets, and there's only been one little wording that says new. And that's been told to me that we're supposed to understand that that means a new water main. When I said, could it mean a new pipe, a new fire hydrant, a new subdivision, a new... So I appreciate the clarification that we actually are finally labeling for the first time the 35th Street water main and the street. And I'd like to continue on with clarifications that
is this the item we just tabled to the next meeting?
Yes.
Well, that's
the whole thing's tabled to the next meeting. Can we take this up at the next meeting or no?
Well, I want him to know that when he comes in, if he's going to provide the maps, that he labels the maps because he's not labeling any of the streets. So it's
Alderman
really
Wilhelm, these maps come from Rueckert Mielke, not the city engineering department. So we will have the city engineer inform Rueckert and Mielke that they need to label the maps better.
Well, I think the amendment to the map wasn't done by Rueckert and Mielke, obviously. It was done in-house.
I have no idea how you'd know that, but okay.
I'm just smart that way.
And I do have to take up an issue here. You keep talking about a water main installation. There is no water main installation. There's a water main relay, but not an installation of a new water main.
That's because we got rid of it. There was.
But I continually hear the water main project. There is no water main project. There is a water main relay project. That's part of the problem we've got going on here. Okay.
It's always
still
been a
have
problem.
The floor.
I agree with you on that.
Well, you know, we can have that conversation because, frankly, what the engineering department was doing was what they do on every project where they look for cost savings for the constituents.
I don't have any problem with the cost savings. I have
you
a
sure did. You submarined the project from word go.
No, I had a problem with it not being publicly noticed, and so no one could follow the project, and you
all
can't
right.
follow it. In
There's
the
an issue with
so
the invoicing from Rueckert and Mielke.
Is that a part of this item that we just tabled?
Yeah.
Then why are we talking about? We tabled. We made a motion. Let's move on to number 8 here.
Because the invoicing wouldn't be part of the next...
It's the item is tabled, which means the whole item is coming back, and everything within it is coming back.
Item
so why are
G8
we talking about
is
it?
Is a monthly financial report.
Motion receive and place on file.
All those in favor?
It's all coming
Let's
back.
Go back to G7. All those in favor of the motion to table, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
We did.
Aye.
We did. Aye. We already
Six
voted.
To nothing.
Yeah, it was 5-0.
I'm just
Dan
taking
wasn't
my
here.
Cues from the clerk. Oh.
There's too much argument.
Watch out. You're going to get yelled at next. G8 is tabled. G9. I'm sorry. I apologize. G9 is placed on file. G8 is placed on file. G9 is approval of a job description
so
for the Director
Second.
Of Health and Human Services. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. There's a reception for him tomorrow. At what time?
Well, there's three different things. You want bagels at 10? Or no, what, bagels at 8 to 10? You got pulled pork at like noon or something, and you got like
just
Sundays.
Stop in at any time during the day.
Yeah.
Mary, we
hit
did it already.
I know. I just talked
okay.
to you outside. Thank you very much.
All right. By the way, this is Mary McDonald. She has the most lovely voice you'd ever want to hear.
You
did. Anyway, no, not me. G10, page 359.
Motion to refer this to the next table as well, to the next meeting.
Okay.
I have issues. I have issues with the with Alderman Wilhelm and the citizen comment period brought up the elected officials, and I don't quite understand that. I mean, you know, we don't interact with, like, rank and file employees very often. We interact with department heads. And sometimes department heads need to be held accountable, and sometimes those conversations don't go smoothly. And I don't want to be claimed of harassing a department head that's getting their ass chewed because they've done something wrong. Okay? So I want to get some clarification on this, because this is just, it was just weird language, and there is weird stuff going on in this building, Your Honor. We've talked about it. I just want to make sure that, you know, we're not being set up for something here. Because sometimes conversations, I mean, the people that work for the city of Franklin work for the employees of the city. And it's our job to look at all aspects of the job they perform. And if somebody's not doing it, I'm not talking about rank and file, I'm talking about department heads. I don't want to be questioned for having a conversation with them that may get ugly. So
well,
clear?
Well, here's the deal on this. Let's all be clear. The first time I read this was Friday. This deals with respect for the employees and people who work in this city. Respect. Not taking them to task for an issue with their job. This has everything to do with respect. You don't respect an employee, by God, you deserve to be taken to task for it. You know, if you think there's a performance issue...
Well, we've been having a conversation of performance for quite a while now. It's not about disrespecting the individual. It's about performance. That's been clear. So
we'll have this discussion offline because we don't do personnel issues in the
session. I understand that, but you know, and I'm willing to, you know, give time for what's been discussed. Your Honor, we've had the conversation. You've received a letter from two of us. Okay, so... I'm giving that time, but
appreciate that.
Here, I have questions about this, and so
and I'm okay with that.
All right, that's why I'm asking a table the next meeting.
You know, I just don't want to hear people about ripping into people and all that. That's not how we're going to do business in this city.
Well,
if you have a problem, you have a problem, but you address it professionally.
Well,
Alderman Barber,
I understand there are some problems. I personally do not have the same problems that other aldermen do. But my concern is the forum in which they're dealt with, and I'm just wondering if there isn't some kind of mechanism that can be put in place so that that can be arbitrated and looked at on a more private basis rather than airing it continuously in front of the council and bringing it up. I mean, this has come up and up and up, and it's just rehashed and rehashed and rehashed. I'd like to see some kind of a mechanism put in place so that it can be discussed with the aldermen, with staff, with the mayor, and have it resolved at that level, and so we can eliminate it so it's not brought here. And it's kind of embarrassing ourselves in front of an audience to go through this time after time. It's embarrassing to the staff members. It's embarrassing to us that we're not officially dealing with it, and that's what I would like to see incorporated into this as well.
Motion is refer Mayor, back to the personnel committee, right?
Mayor, can I throw something in there?
That's good.
Alderman Mayor.
I'll be real quick.
Alderman
in my day job, I have employees.
and I'm always quick to hear criticism of the employees, it's much less frequent when I hear the good things that they do, and they do the good things every day. And so I just want to say for our employees, if there's any in question here, yeah, there might be some mistakes made, but I've never not experienced that at all. I've only had very good experience dealing with all department heads here, and they've seemingly gone out of their way and tried to do a good job.
Alderman Dandrea.
You know, the personnel committee looked at this policy. They're recommending it to the council on the grounds of looking at it from a human, you know, from the department and from an employee standpoint on harassment under the definition, not personnel issues that you have with an employee. This is physically on verbal harassment and conduct. And so this is what this policy is covering, and it's supposed to be a two-way road for all employees, even elected officials, okay, that we don't breach that concept. We don't send anything via email. We don't do anything in regards to verbal abuse. So that's what this is supposed to cover, not what you guys are discussing right now.
So here's the conspiracy. Guess ready? Every conspiracy nut we've got around. Here we go, all right? You all saw the Me Too movement and all the issues with the state legislature and sexual harassment and several other issues in the city of Milwaukee, Milwaukee County. I went to Mark and I said, Mark, we got to look at our harassment policy. Mark said, it's on my list. I said, move it up. Here it is. So that constitutes, in my mind, management on my part and on Mark's part. So there's your conspiracy. There's a motion to refer back to personnel. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The motion was the table.
Table. No, it's table.
You're going to get the same document back.
Well, I'll have time to ask questions of HR or Liberta. Hi, Mark, I could talk to you about
motion
my concerns.
Is the table.
I'm just irritated. I think many of us, or at least some of us are fine here. They've had no problems with department heads. Great. That's not the only, that's, you know, we got six of us. There's a few of us that have. And it's get, you know, but as a mayor, I said, time.
Just so you know, this policy already exists. All it is cleaning up a few words.
Well, then maybe here's the deal. How about I'll make a second.
I don't care. If you want to table it,
no,
who
cares? That's, no, we are going to table it. But why don't you, can you show us what's been changed?
Yeah, it's in your packet.
There's a red line version in your packet. It is a red line version. There's
and we got
very.
Is this a color document or is it just underlying stuff?
It's out in the margins.
Yeah. All right.
And each of my comments on each of them, I can.
Bye, Mary. Thanks for coming.
We'll do it next 2 weeks from now, whatever.
Sure.
That's fine.
Motion to table until next meeting. All those in favor, signify by
saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G11 is a claim from Greg Bundelinski.
Motion to deny based on insurance.
Oh, before we do that, the city.
The point I was going to be made can be made at a future claim, so we don't have to go into closed session if the.
Motion to deny claim pursuant to statute 893-801-1G based upon and in concurrence with the insurance adjuster that the investigation revealed that the city of Frank was not negligent for this incident as discussed in the council action sheet.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We're going to skip for the moment G12, go to H licenses.
Ooh, okay.
Alderman Taylor.
All right. In your packet, you have. Minutes from a meeting of May 4th, and the motion is in front of you. You can see what we did. It's all listed, all the check marks for every item.
That starts on page 383.
Page 383, correct. That's a motion to approve.
The motion
second.
To approve as presented.
Motion second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Let's try it again. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries.
All right. Then we have the meeting. Thank you, Your Honor. Then we have from today's meeting, 4:30. Okay, Spirit Dreams approve with money and inspection, all pending inspections. Quick Trip approve pending inspection. Ultra Food approve pending inspection. Walgreens approve inspection. Both Walgreens actually approve an inspection. Swiss Street, same thing, approve an inspection. The Rock Sports Complex approve following the comments made by planning staff, minus the location of the food trucks. We disagree with having that moved. We have Milwaukee County Parks, the sports complex, approved pending inspection and paying the water bill. The two golf courses, approved pending inspection. Rainbow Valley Rides, approved. Page two, all of them are approved all the way down to Sula. That one will be approved with their beverage training, and then the rest on page two and page three are all approved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We'll do bills and vouchers, and we'll go back to 12. Is there a motion approving? We're on item I-1. Is there a motion approving city vouchers at the ending date of May 10th, 2018, the amount of $1,177,438.37, and payroll dated May 11th, the amount of $388,790.28 in payments and various payroll deductions in the amount of $222,076.80, and the city matching payments, an estimated payroll of May 25th, estimated at $380,000, and various payroll deductions, estimated at $402,000, plus city matching payments, and release of a payment to Sharp Electronics not to exceed $1,000.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandridge.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries. 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Kerry, have a safe trip home. I'll send you some realtors, and if anybody wants to send her suggestions on realtors, her email address is on the resume.
All right. Well, thanks for that reading.
Thank you.
Kelly.
I have a question for you.
What?
So we don't have to do anything
with G12? I'm waiting for us to adjourn because I have a question.
No, we're not adjourning. We're going to closed session. We haven't got 12 yet.
I get it.
All right. Is there a motion to enter closed session pursuant to 19.85 sub 1 sub C and F to consider employment, promotion, compensation, or performance evaluation data of a public employee over which common council has jurisdiction or exercises responsibility, and to consider financial or social or personal histories of specific persons, which if discussed in public would likely have substantial adverse effect upon the reputation of any person referred to in such histories, and may re-enter open session at the same place thereafter to act on such matters as discussed therein as it deems appropriate.
So moved.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
And Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Another question.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor. Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandridge.
Aye.
Sandy, just here. Welcome to stay, or you can leave. Whatever you like. Violation. All right. It is 8:42. We are back in open session. Is there, no action taken on that item?
Motion adjourned.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.